This is VOA News, reporting via remote. I'm Jeff Custer. The Russian military, having met with unexpectedly stiff resistance from Ukrainian forces, has increasingly focused its efforts on grinding down Ukraine's military in the eastern part of the country in hopes of forcing Kyiv into surrendering part of the country's territory and possibly end the war. The bulk of the Ukrainian army is now concentrated in eastern Ukraine, where it's been locked up in fighting with Moscow-backed separatists in nearly an eight-year conflict. Britain's defense ministry said Monday there had been no significant change, however, in Russia's forces in occupied Ukraine in the past day, and that Russian forces were hampered by a lack of momentum and morale. U.S. and British officials have noted that Moscow has increasingly focused on fighting the Ukrainian forces in the east while digging in around Kyiv and other big cities and pummeling them with rockets and artillery. The southern city of Mariupol, where Russia has gained the most ground, the ministry said, with heavy fighting continuing as Russia attempts to capture that port. Meanwhile, the European Commission, the European Union's executive arm, recommended Monday that EU nations end so-called golden passport plans that allow wealthy people to buy their way into the bloc citizenship. At a news briefing in Brussels, European Commission spokeswoman Anita Hipper says the European Commission is taking aim at residence permits for Russians and Belarusians.
The Commission also asks member states to assess whether citizenship previously granted to Russian or Belarusian nationals on the EU sanction lists in connection to the war in Ukraine should be withdrawn.
The EU Commissioner for Justice and Consumers, Didier Reynders, said European values are not for sale. This is VOA News. The confrontation between actor Will Smith and comedian Chris Rock at the Academy Awards presentation Sunday will likely have implications for future awards shows. Associated Press entertainment correspondent Marci Zerolata has details.
Nobody questioned Will Smith walking on stage at the Oscars until he hit Chris Rock for making a joke about his wife. Pop culture professor Robert Thompson of Syracuse University says that moment could change how spontaneous award shows will be from now on.
I think there is going to be much, much more now of a focus on security at the perimeter of these productions.
Thompson says that confrontation is not going away. He calls it not just the biggest moment of the 2022 Oscars, but in the top five of all Oscars. I'm Marci Zerolata.
U.S. Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas participated in arguments at the court via telephone rather than in person Monday, following a hospital stay of nearly a week that ended last Friday. Chief Justice John Roberts said at the beginning of arguments that the 73-year-old Thomas would be participating remotely this morning, but did not elaborate. Thomas asked several questions early in arguments in the case, which involved a federal law that applies to railroad workers. Other justices have occasionally participated in arguments remotely due to the COVID-19 pandemic since the court started its term last fall. Thomas missed arguments at the High Court on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday of last week while he was hospitalized. Roberts said he would participate in the cases argued on those days using briefs the parties filed and transcripts of the arguments. The court has said Thomas was admitted to the hospital March 18th after experiencing flu-like symptoms and was treated for infection with intravenous antibiotics. The court said he responded to those treatments, and he said the infection was not COVID-19, but it did not elaborate any further. The Philippines and the United States Monday kicked off their biggest joint military drill since 2015, underscoring improved defense ties after President Rodrigo Duterte had scheduled back some earlier war games to pursue closer ties with China. Known as Balikatan, meaning shoulder to shoulder, the annual exercises involve 8,900 troops this year and will include live fire exercises and training with amphibious assault vehicles. Since taking office in 2016, Duterte had sought closer ties with China in exchange for pledges of loans, aid, and investment, and distanced himself from the United States, a treaty ally. Last year, he withdrew a threat to scrap a two-decade-old pact governing the presence of U.S. troops in the Southeast Asian country. Repeating this hour's top news story, the Russian military, having met with unexpectedly stiff resistance from Ukrainian forces, has increasingly focused on grinding down Ukraine's military in the eastern part of the country. I'm Jeff Custer.